time to bungle in the jungle. Time for the Morning Zoo. Our little Thursday presentation here from Chink the Zoo. Kathy Degman in, 80 Paul in. I'm being double teamed today. I love
double
this.
Double team.
Good morning, ladies. Good to have you in. Yeah. Thank you for being on the morning show.
Well, our pleasure, and always something going on, as you know.
Always something going on. Yay. You got a biggie coming up here, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Is Wild Game Night.
Wild Game Show Night.
Wild Game Show Night.
You know, it's confusing for people. Sometimes we just say Game Show Night because the word, you get it right. It is Wild Game Shows. But people assume they're eating wild game. That's the Sportsman's, which we did, which was very successful. The mm-hmm. Sportsman's Club does a great job.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
And so ours is a game show. But we're wild because we're the zoo. So, and you never know what answers are coming out of people's mouths when they're playing games. So it's wild.
I love it. It's like a good 1-2 punch. You've got Zubu for the kids, then you got mm-hmm. Wild Game Show for the adults, and you just seem to mix everything in. Well, what's going on? What's coming
Well,
up?
We've been doing it for a number of years. The other day we said 30. I think we're a little heavy on that. I think it was a little less than that, but it's a long time.
It's got to be close to 30.
It's got to be, and 80 has been involved for 17 of those years.
Wow. Yeah.
And a few years ago, as she was doing, for those out there who haven't been, we play games. There's also side games, which are your games of chance. There's an auction. There's great food. It's a night of fun. It is the 21st. It's always the Friday before Thanksgiving week. And for the games, quite a few years ago already, 80's become the game master. It's taken over that from what I was doing, organizing the games, getting the prizes lined up for it, and with a lot of help. But she has become the game master, and she's the one who's in charge of our board of directors. We have that team as well, but 80's organized the games, the prizes with the games, and boy, do we have prizes. So making sure everything's right. Time. Kosher with everything has to be exact, because this is actually like any fundraiser, has to be well organized and regulated. And so she can highlight some of the fun things that we're having without giving too much away.
All right, turn it over to the game master, not the game mistress, by the way.
Game master.
We've sorted all that out. Okay, which is a good thing. Thank heavens. All right, Game Master, what are we looking at this year?
Oh, so we're bringing back the favorites, the Friendly Feud and Deal or No Deal. We're bringing back another favorite that I feel was big with our guest, was the In It to Win It game, mm-hmm. where you buy an item with your chance to win a bigger item. So, for example, we have movie night. So I'm selling little popcorn boxes with goodies in it, and you buy one, and then you play the game, and if you come out with that magic indicator, you win quite a good prize.
So it's kind of a progressive thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes, indeed. So we're doing movie night, so I'm going to let people ponder on that a little bit, on what kind of prizes we might have for that one. And then we have a second round of that, and it's going to be like a self-care spa day themed. So we've got lots of fun prizes with that, including the winner could possibly win a spa day.
Oh, man, I'm loving that. Does that come with a facial?
It sure does.
I'm in dire need.
Facials, massages, pedicures, you know, you name it. It's like a 4.5-hour day.
How'd you come up with this idea?
I was looking at all of our prizes, and I saw guns and tools, and I'm like, you know what?
Great stuff, by the way.
Right.
Awesome stuff. And not saying that women don't like those things. I particularly love those things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes women want to be pampered.
Right.
So I thought, what can we do that gears it more towards women, but also the men thinking Christmas present for the wives?
Yeah.
So I came up with the self-care and spa day.
Shoot, there goes that chainsaw I was going to get her for Christmas.
She's probably got one.
Man. Well, what a great idea. This is going to be a fun night.
Oh, it is. I'm excited.
And there's just, what I like about it, there's just such a good vibe in the room. I mean, there's excitement.
It's such a party.
It is. It's a great party, and everybody's just there to have fun.
Yeah.
Period.
And Driftwood's coming back to be our bar, and they do.
Oh, yeah.
They have fun with that too.
Well.
And we're gonna have more floor space this year.
Yes.
Doing some different things with the games, so the tables are spread out a little bit more, so we're not so crowded where we're trying to sell tickets. Yeah. Plus, you have your standard meat raffle.
50-50 we're doing, 50, throwing in this year.
The Animals Gone Wild, which would be the equivalent to Joker's Wild. So a big, huge game of chance, which is so much fun that
you guys
everybody
have been
can
scheming
play.
About
everybody
this.
Can play. And the auction, you should see some of these auction items.
I was going to get to that.
Oofta. They're so good.
You oofta. Got
do
like,
I sound like
oofta, yes.
Yeah, just wonderful. And 4 food buffets. Which are fabulous.
What's so. On the dessert cart? You know I'm going to go there each and every
anything
time.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's everything from krumkaka to decadent chocolate to cherries to lemon.
Caramels.
We've got caramels, homemade caramels, and it's just, it's beautiful. So
I'm sure it is. I'd look forward to that year in and year out.
Tickets are on sale now, and they're $45. We only went up $5 from last year. We've been keeping it, you know, so people can afford to come in and play and enjoy. And people have used that auction actually as a Christmas shopping thing. I know people come back and go, I know what might be. So some of the favorite stuff we duplicate, but a lot of new stuff as well.
And stuff that's really unique.
It is
very, you look at what's on that auction, it's like, I'm not going to find that anywhere else.
Exactly. That's what we love about it. Yeah. One of the things we love about it. So just a great night of games of chance, camaraderie, a lot of laughter,
a
lot of surprises. We never know what's going to happen. Our MC, Greg Giroux, who everybody's familiar with, and our board of directors, and they will be identified that night too, so you can get to know who they are as well. Just come see us. The reason we're pushing the tickets is last year, for 2 years, we had to turn people away at the door. We don't want to do that. We want people to have... Get in, enjoy. You can still buy a table. They're open still to buy a table of 8. So you can do that. You don't pay extra for the table. They're just 45, just 8 tickets at $45.
And folks, for those of you that this is one of the big fundraisers for the zoo. This is where the money's going.
Yes.
Okay.
It's for zoo operations, which includes daily animal care and welfare.
All right. Well, I was going to ask the Game Master here if there were any new games that could possibly come in, but it looks like you got a full house already.
We do. One game, Kangaroo Punch-Out, we are going to do 2 rounds of that this year.
Tell me about that. Okay, Greg,
you
were trying to explain
that,
this.
Because people stood in line and they're like, what, it sold out already?
Oh, it sells out so fast. So you pay $20 to just punch a hole and win the prize that's inside.
Wow. I've been doing that in here for nothing.
I know, right?
With a lot of agony and pain.
Yeah.
So we have it 2-sided. So after the first round's done, we're going to wheel it back and we're going to load it back up again for people to come back and punch away.
Now, this is a new game too, right?
Relatively
new.
We've
had
it the last couple years and it's just such a huge hit that we're like, we got to do this more than once.
Right.
Because, I mean... 30 minutes and it's punched out already. So that's why we're going to do 2 rounds, and we might even get ambitious next year and do 3 rounds.
I love
that.
We'll
see how we can do that.
So going back to how many years have we been doing Wild Game Show?
Just under 30. Zuba was 30, and we started this, I think, a couple years after that. So we're going to say 3 decades worth.
Well, and again,
could
you imagine back then when you were starting it out that it was going to grow into what it is now?
No, and it was good. It was good the very first year. We actually held it at Prandy's, and that was nice because we had the different rooms to do the games in, and we outgrew their beautiful space, of course, and they did a great job, but we outgrew the space there and then went over to the Eagles and then ended up at the community center and always looking at venues in case, you know. But you get too big, and then that game show atmosphere, you lose it. So that's a good space for us right now, and I think that.
Yeah, and just show up and have fun. Mm-hmm. That's what the night's all about. And folks, again, don't wait around, because once you're filled the capacity, that's it.
I'm sorry. That'll have to be it. But,
okay.
So don't but call us. If you want us to reserve tickets, just call us or email or text or whatever. And we will get you tickets. Mm-hmm. We will have them reserved at will call, or we will be there for you to pick them up at the zoo between 8 and 5 weekdays, and or call, and I'll meet you there because we're always there. But we want to be at the doors for you to make it easy for you.
It's such a great event, too, and I think it's just become so synonymous with the holidays. Adie, what's your favorite game? If you had to pick one,
what would it be? Hard one.
I mean, there's so much.
I know. I mean, it depends on what prizes are on there.
Okay.
But I think Spin the Wheel is pretty fun. And, of course, Kangaroo Knockout.
Yeah, that, to me,
Get that violence out. Punch it away.
How about you, zoo director?
Well, you know, for years I wrote the questions for Jeopardy, mm-hmm. and you've hosted that, and so we had a lot of fun with that last year. We changed that up. Although it's fun to watch, it sells fewer tickets because people are, I got to be up there by myself by a podium with a light. We're Family Feud, Friendly Feud. You're up there with three other people, so it's games of four.
True.
And that's just a favorite, and that sells really well. So it's all about having fun, but also to make money for the zoo. So we change up the games, keeping it fresh. The Deal or No Deal is one person, of course, but that's when the house is quiet. You've seen that. It's like
I have.
We visit the whole time, but when that is such a very fun game, and
it's very interactive between people. So I think it makes it less intimidating to go up there by yourself.
Yeah, and Kent and Annette Loken and Bruce and Melissa Fingerson do that game.
They get into it, man. They just take it to the
everybody,
house.
And everybody knows Kent anyway. Uh-huh. And then Wade Hardy back on the Feud, and then the board of directors and volunteers and our game master on everything else.
So. Fantastic. And so, again, this is coming up on?
The 21st, so a week from tomorrow at the community center. Buy tickets, get them reserved. However you want to reach us, reach out to us soon, please,
right.
So we can get you, you know. By the way, with laws of state gaming, we must draw for the – so that ticket also gets you in the door, but also gives you the main general raffle, but which we have to draw for the evening before. So Thursday night.
Right.
It has to be separate events. So Thursday night we'll draw for the first place of $1,000, second place of $500, and then the zoo package is the third place.
Yep.
And then we will give you those when you show up the next day. So.
A lot of good stuff happening around Wild Game Show Night. There, mm-hmm. I got everything in.
Yeah, and lots of sponsors, too. So make sure when you do get there, look at that brochure on your table, because we want you to see all the patrons we have in our community and throughout the Red River Valley and further on. We had stuff shipped in from Colorado, from different zoo friends and colleagues. So.
All right. Looking forward to it. Wild Game Show Night, all part of the fun that is Chankabazoo. Adie, Kathy, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it being part of the morning show here. It's 8:33, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the right car. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Welcome to Thursday. Got a sunny sky, 33 degrees. It's November 13th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. Good morning. Attorneys in the case of a man charged with killing a top Minnesota Democratic lawmaker and her husband said yesterday that prosecutors have turned over a massive amount of evidence to the defense and that his lawyers need more time to review it. Federal prosecutors.